This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The title for this program is provocative, but justified, as I will explain to you during the Standing Watch program. Because several days ago, Mr. Trump gave some interviews to the European press, Bild Online, a very big German mass tabloid, and also Times of London, in which he repeated many of the things which he actually did say during his campaign and on his campaign trail, but apparently at that time people didn't take him seriously. And so now comes the great awakening, realizing that he meant what he said. Now, today I'm not going to take any position as to whether he is right or wrong, but I want to talk about the reaction of the Europeans, especially the Germans and the French people and journalists. And again, I'm not even saying that the reaction is justified. I'm just giving you the perceptive and the perspective and the response, which is very interesting because this is completely and totally in line of biblical prophecy, leading to events unheard of before in the history of mankind. I'd like to give you excerpts from reactions which were published in Germany, because you in the United States of America in particular have not heard them. I have looked around trying to find translations of those excerpts, couldn't find them. And so I had to translate them myself. Now, here is an article, a statement by Der Spiegel saying, "Divide and conquer. In Trump's world, there are no allies, only competitors who have to be weakened." Bild itself wrote that Trump is disturbingly honest and disturbingly different, and that he plays with fire. The paper added that Mr. Trump is the biggest political experiment since the end of the Cold War. What all did he say? He talked about NATO being obsolete. He talked about the disaster and the debacle of Angela Merkel's migrant policy. He talked about the idea that Europe is actually just a vehicle of German interests. And he talked about, of course, taxes to be imposed on those who are manufacturing cars, for example, in Mexico, and then bringing them over to the United States, and that would include German companies. Just a few of those examples. He also, of course, endorsed the Brexit. Der Tagesspiegel wrote that Mr. Trump has no concept. He reveals himself as a helpless individual. His capability and his unpredictability give opportunity and danger. Der Nordbayerische Kurier said that his recklessness may prompt unforeseen conflicts. Hopefully, there will not be a rude awakening. Der Mannheimer Morgen wrote, "The answer to Trump and Putin is a unified Europe." And that is extremely important because we'll come to that in a moment. Das Flensburger Tageblatt wrote, "Europe must unify, otherwise Trump will run all over us." And the Tierische Volksfreund wrote, "Trump attacks the EU because it is very powerful economically." The Financial Times had this to say on January 16. "Donald Trump's latest assault on Germany, NATO, and the EU is forcing the continent's politicians to consider a challenge they hoped never to confront. Dealing with the first US president since the war to champion European disintegration." Later on, they said, "The premium on EU unity for the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, is now greater than ever. She is aware of Germany's special responsibility." And then they quote the French foreign minister. He said that the EU must stand united in the face of Mr. Trump's comments. "The best response is European unity," he said. "As is the case with Brexit, the best way of defending Europe, which is rather what Mr. Trump has invited us to do," notice this, Mr. Trump has invited us to do this, "is to remain united, to remain as a bloc, not to forget that the strength of the Europeans lies in their unity." And then we have this comment published by Deutsche Welle on January 16. SPD defense spokesman Rainer Arnhold says, Anyone who thought Trump would be more moderate after he was elected will find himself disappointed. I see no cause to believe that he'll become reasonable. I think it will be a terrible presidency. The Local wrote on January 18 that outgoing German President Joachim Gauck warned in a talk on Wednesday that his country's democracy is at risk amid major international shifts, including Donald Trump becoming US president on Friday. And then notice what he said. It's very interesting, the words he used. He said, Germany and Europe must strengthen the defense efforts. Did you get that? Their defense efforts, so that they would not become a kind of toy to be tossed around according to others' interests. You want to hear more? The Associated Press wrote on January 16, German Chancellor Angela Merkel insisted, we Europeans have our fate in our own hands. In other words, we don't care what Mr. Trump is saying. The Daily Mail wrote on January 17, German politicians have reacted with fury after Donald Trump lashed out at Angela Merkel's catastrophic open-door migration policy and threatened to slap tariffs on imported cars. Mr. Trump added that he thought the entire EU had become a vehicle to Germany. Now, let me just say this. I have also read articles in some German papers agreeing with Mr. Trump, saying, well, yes, the EU is actually a vehicle in the hands of the Germans, but he shouldn't have said it. Or they say, yes, we understand NATO is obsolete, but he shouldn't have said it. And they say, well, it is unfair that so many cars are being sent into the United States, including cars from Germany, but very few are coming into Germany from the United States. But they only said it in passing, then reporting about the very furious reaction. BBC wrote on January 16, Donald Trump's comments have caused dismay, concern, but perhaps not surprise in Berlin. There is anger, too. Germans were largely unimpressed by Mr. Trump during his election campaign, and now, despite his own German heritage. Did you know that? That Mr. Trump was originally of German heritage? But despite that, the president-elect is doing little to endear himself. Another article by The Local from January 17 saying, and here we come to the title of our program, former French Prime Minister said, Trump's remarks amounted to a declaration of war on Europe. And the French president replied bluntly, saying that it is the EU which has no need for outside advice on its affairs. But I found remarkable the following article, which I'd like to bring to your attention, by the EU Observer from January 16. This is an article which actually points out what is going to happen and how it can happen, and which will lead to what I said at the beginning of the program, the most catastrophic events in the history of mankind. This article says, Trump's election has serious implications for European states, and far too much is at stake for Europe to simply wish him well and hope for the best. European leaders must prepare for its worst-case scenario, a Russia-friendly US willing to accept that Europe, to some extent, falls under the Kremlin's sphere of influence. EU defense cooperation must step up. We have already seen successful examples of multinational cooperation in defense in Europe, such as a naval cooperation agreement between the Netherlands and Belgium, multinational EU battlegrounds and battle groups have existed since 2006, even though they have never been tested in combat. The EU also possesses its own military headquarters, the Eurocorps, although it is in effect a command post with no soldiers. But in short, the infrastructure is to a large extent already in place. It is time to connect these disjointed dots. The mere election of Donald Trump undermines our security, this article says. For this reason, we must come to terms with the fact that NATO, or at least NATO as an American-backed project, may not in the future form the cornerstone of European security. So what are they saying? They're saying we need a combined effort to bring about the European army, something they have been talking about for a long time. Now they feel that threatened that they have to go about doing it. Threatened by the United States, threatened by Russia, perhaps China, perhaps other countries. My friends, the fact that Mr. Trump was elected president is of great consequence, because ultimately, as the Bible tells us, the relationship between Europe, a united Europe, and America will deteriorate so much that a World War III will happen. It is going to be the Great Tribulation, as the Bible talks about. Many have perhaps talked about and heard about the Great Tribulation, don't really know what it is. But Christ said, when that happens, if those days wouldn't be shortened, no human being would even survive. The most terrible time in the history of mankind, he said, never happened before, will never happen again. To help you better understand what we are seeing right now, what the Bible talks about in terms of prophecy, we have prepared a free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. Believe it or not, what we are seeing in Europe right now is the final revival of the Ancient Roman Empire, the Bible talks about, but it also says when that happens, the return of Jesus Christ is very near. You need this booklet in order to understand what we are seeing right now and what we can expect to happen in the near future. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.